Looking for confident quarterbacks? Ohio State has three of them right here in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, or at least three of them, and three that we talked to on Monday on the eve of spring ball. That is Bill Landis, Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. These are Snap Judgments. They're brought to you by Byers Auto. Will Howard, pretty confident. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Kienholz believes he can be a number one quarterback. And Devin Brown says that anyone who thinks he's going to transfer at the end of spring is a coward. That was a fiery group of guys. I love it. First practice tomorrow.
Devin Brown was very fired up. Yeah. Part of it, I think, is like this is his second time going through getting asked a lot of the same questions. The people are different, but the situation is similar. Asking like, hey, are you confident you're going to win the quarterback battle? If you don't, are you going to leave? Like, I would understand getting a little PO'd about that line of questioning.
It does seem a little premature to say, are you going to be here in the fall?
Right. Which was the exact question.
The day before spring practice begins.
The first time that a player says, if I don't win this job, I'm transferring, will be the first time that that's happened. So let's just stop asking that question. The kid is here to compete. They're all going to compete. I think the situation for Will Howard and Devin Brown is obviously different than it is for Lincoln Kienholz. I mean, mm-hmm. I think Lincoln Kienholz understands where things are for him. In his mind, he's probably thinking, well, whoever doesn't win the job, I'm going to be the backup come August. Like, I think that's probably his logic. And he said, I've only been here, this is my first spring. Like, he's not a kid who's expecting to be in that battle for the number one spot in spring, I don't think, based on what we heard. Like, I think he's confident he could be. If he could be the guy, if he was put into that position, but I don't think he believes that that's where this spring is going.
I don't think it's an expectation, right?
He said it, I don't know, it seemed subtle, but maybe it was more direct, that he was like, if it doesn't happen this spring, he's got another year, the way he viewed it. Now, that would not be the case for Will Howard, and it may or may not be the case for Devin Brown. Who knows? We'll see what the next 15
practices begin. Did anyone ask Will Howard if he was going to transfer, if he didn't get the
job? No, nobody asked him that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a weird thing to do to Devin Brown, and I think people should stop.
It's a weirder thing to do to Lincoln Kienholz.
Yeah. But the way that Lincoln Kienholz talked about it was certainly confidence in himself for the long run, but not that it absolutely had to be his job by April 13th. Like, because when he sat down, and I think the first thing that everybody noticed just when he walked out into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Monday was like, well, he looks quite a bit different physically. And he said it was 7 pounds of muscle. It looked like it could have been 20. I mean, the difference between a true freshman a year ago who did not go through winter workouts or spring ball and showed up in May, like, that's great. You're still going to do some physical development. You're going to learn how to play quarterback. But then to go from playing in the Cotton Bowl and go through mat drills and everything else, you can clearly see the difference in him physically, which is not to say that that's not also true for Devin Brown, but the difference between, which would have said the same thing about him at this time a year ago, like, seeing Lincoln Kienholz now starting to fill out, and he said he's also, you know, faster and all the measurable things have improved. I'm intrigued to see what that looks like for him tomorrow, even if I don't expect him to win the job now or at any point this year.
I think he clearly has the most room to grow. Like, in terms of what's exciting, I think the development of Lincoln Kienholz might be the most exciting thing in the quarterback room this spring. And Ryan Day has gone out of his way several times over the last 8 or so months to remind us that Lincoln Kienholz was not here for winter conditioning, was not here for spring ball, got here in June and like had to hit the ground running. And nowadays, that's just really difficult with the way the position is going to kind of be up to speed. I think in that way, it's a credit to Lincoln Kienholz that they could even throw him out there in the Cotton Bowl, right? So now he has an opportunity to like really kind of soak in the offense. I'm sure he'll get some first team reps. I'm not expecting it to be a three-way split. I'm sure some will be thrown his way. But whatever he gets will be incredibly beneficial to him because he's still a very young quarterback. He's sitting there. His face looks like he's 12 years old. Like he is physically bigger, but he is still like relatively young in this quarterback room.
There's a little peach fuzz coming in there.
Good for him, yeah. It's always an exciting time in a young man's life when you can grow a little bit on the chin.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think it's going to be a fun spring for Lincoln. And he's sort of free, I think, from the pressures and expectations of the quarterback battle, which I think can help bring out the best in a player. Because Devin Brown was talking about that again today. Like, he did not always handle that very well last year. And I think he's got a better perspective on that now. Got to compartmentalize that because he is in a competition again, but If you're not technically in it or like all the way in it, I think that just kind of allows you to go out and play ball and get better, which is what Lincoln Springs would all look like.
Yeah, and Devin physically looked a little different. I think he shed a few pounds. He looked a little leaner.
He did look, yeah.
You know, and maybe last year, getting ready for the rigors of Big Ten, I think he probably bulked up a little more than he wanted to. But mentally, this is a kid that has been through a lot. I mean, he had to go through the finger thing last spring in the time where he's fighting for a quarterback job. He pulls ahead in fall, loses the job. I mean, I guess losing something you can't never had doesn't really, not losing, but you guys understand what I'm saying.
Had a lead.
Yeah, like he
gave,
he
it was taken away from him.
Right, he acknowledges like he had the lead and he said, you know, I just kind of fell off. And then he gets hurt once and then he gets hurt twice and then he gets Will Howard brought in. And there's a lot of things that I think, and this is a major kudos to Devin Brown, would have prompted other people to leave by this point. And I mean, I'd love the confidence that he has. I mean, telling people that they're full of shit is an interesting.
You don't have to say it again.
Important. The context is important for him to like. You're putting yourself out there in a way that you don't have to. And so, like, knowing what we know of Devin, I'm going to be surprised at this point if he leaves spring as the presumptive backup, and I'll be surprised if he leaves based on the things he said and the way he's acted, because you don't have to put yourself out there the way he has.
No. Yeah, I mean, his answer to that, you know, included some of that profanity, which I personally love having that in press conferences. It shows you why the people in the locker room, and think about the month of December, the response to Devin Brown, the leadership, the way that players rally around him. When that comes out in public, like you certainly understand it better. I like that. That's true personality coming out. Like, and if that's a hint at the way he's approaching these upcoming 15 practices, good. Like, that means that there'll be a lot more to watch and they can go back and forth and then we'll see what happens and whatever decision has to be made beyond that. But he has said repeatedly, not just with, you know, burning the boats on social media, but anytime he's been asked directly and publicly about his mentality and his future plans, it's always that he's betting on himself, that he came to be a Buckeye and he's not afraid to compete. Anyone can be in the room. Like, by now we should know his answers and he's not deviated from it at all. So if we're taking that at face value, I'm not sure why there would be an expectation on April 14th that if he is the second, and I'm not ruling him out from potentially being number one because they have to go out and do that tomorrow. And Will Howard's like, I got to rep it. I'm learning a new offense. Like, there may be opportunities for Devin Brown to really surprise throughout the next 6 weeks. So, you know, but to think that you have to fast forward to that and put any expectation that he's not fully bought into the plan and to being at Ohio State, like, seems folly.
Yeah, I've certainly never questioned it. And I also, plans change. I won't hold it against him either, because all he can do is like kind of be where he is and be committed to that. And we'll see what happens after spring practice. But clearly he's expecting to have a real chance to win this job, right? We talked about it when we did the position preview last week. Like, what is this exactly? And we'll get more clarity on that from Ryan Day when we talk to him on Tuesday. And we'll talk to Chip Kelly as well. But they haven't ironed that out, like who's going to take the first reps, who's going to get what reps, how many for each guy. But Devin Brown is not anticipating a spring where he's playing second fiddle to Will Howard, at least not early on, which is not the expectation, I guess, when you bring in a guy like Will Howard. But I think is maybe what we all thought it was going to be, like a true quarterback competition, the second one now for Devin Brown. And Will Howard's been part of these two, right? Neither one of these guys is a stranger to kind of the back and forth of who's actually going to be the starting quarterback. So they both should be well served by that. But I don't know. I don't like talking to Devin Brown because every time I talk to him, I think he's going to be the starting quarterback.
I do wonder, though, Bill, about – because I think the three of us are standing here. We're doing snap judgments. They're brought to you by Byers Lotto. And it's like, whoa, it's wide open. And all three of them believe they can win, and they expect it to be a level quarterback competition and all getting reps with the ones. That's why I think the order should have probably been flipped. And Ryan Day and Chip Kelly could have talked about the way they view the pecking order and not the quarterbacks having to speak up for them, because clearly they all want it to be open and even. Yeah. And that may not actually, I don't know, that may not actually be the way Ryan Day and Chip Kelly are approaching this spring, where they went out and got Will Howard and may want to put him out there for all of the one reps and get him ready to win a national championship.
We have no idea how the data points are going to be weighted over these next 6 weeks. Like, we know what we heard from Devin Brown and Will Howard today. And Will Howard's impressive. Like, he's a really – to come into this place and handle it in media-wise what he's done, like, he does not seem – and he said it to you – like, nothing is too big for him. And I believe that. Like, he's very calm and collected. But it, regardless of how we all think that this plays out, which I think coming into today, we are all of the mindset that Will Howard is going to be the starting quarterback for Ohio State come August, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. It's what we believed. But as Bill said, you talk to Devin Brown, and it's like, damn, like it's hard not to be somewhat moved by the kid. He's got a really great way about him, and he does have a pretty sizable advantage over the Will Howard in the fact that he's played here before, and he's been here now heading into his third year. Like, that is going to matter. Ryan Day is not going to play Will Howard if Will Howard is not markedly better than Devin Brown. And I think that that's going to be some interesting conversations over the next 6 weeks, because you don't ever leave a conversation with Devin Brown without going, yep, I buy it. I believe it.
He
charisma.
He has it.
Yeah.
A little bit of that Kevorka.
What now?
No. LA Knights got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Anyway, maybe that's not the right word for it. I don't know.
We also talked to Travion Henderson and Mecca Buka and Donovan Jackson. Was there anything that you guys gleaned from those conversations that was surprising or caught you like, ooh?
Yes, there was, Berm. I'm glad you asked and brought that up. Travion Henderson said going into the Cotton Bowl, he had already booked a place to train for the NFL. He was not supposed to return to Columbus. His decision had not been finalized, the agenda had already been set for him to depart Ohio State. And he felt, even going up to the game, despite talking to us in that build-up to that game and saying that he anticipated playing, there was still an opportunity where maybe Dallin Hayden was going to get a lot more work in that game and he might check himself out. So about in the middle of that game, he started feeling some of that brotherhood. He had been talking to G. Scott and Xavier Johnson, and they this realization came to him that, you know, he talked about his faith and God talking through his teammates to him. And like his mindset changed in the middle of the Cotton Bowl. And he came back to Columbus and felt like his calling was to return to Ohio State. Now, his decision is not the same as everybody else, but wrapping that up in 7-8 guys all deciding like that they had more to accomplish for whatever reason, you can feel some of that, you know, I don't know, juice, that power, the blood that's flowing for Emeka Ibuka, Donovan Jackson, Travion Henderson. Travion's decision specifically kept going back and forth. I think September, it was like, he's coming back. It explodes in November. Nope, he's going. And he said that, you know, there were just too many competing impulses and that he was maybe giving in and listening to the wrong ones when he felt a calling to return. But guys going into that level of detail about, oh, I was definitely gonna leave, doesn't usually happen, and that's certainly a big deal for Ohio State when you're pairing that with Quinshon Judkins returning for another year for a team that needs to make some strides on the ground.
I think Don might be a Buckeye fan. Seems like he had a big hand in all these guys are trying to sign
this year.
He's this offseason.
I mean,
he's got a lot.
Well, there is a lot of evidence.
He might just hate Michigan.
Maybe that's it.
There's a lot of evidence to the contrary in the last decade or so. So I'm not entirely sure.
He's paying a full.
Yeah, back, I think though. That's paying a penance.
Yeah.
I actually asked Trey Walken as he was done. I said, you know, ballpark it for me. Like, what's ideal for you? Well, like, what is an ideal number of touches? Like, if you get to game plan it out and you get to walk into the coach's office and say, I'm going to get the ball this many times. And he said, I don't have a number. I just know that sometimes I need to get going and it's going to take a hit here, hit here, hit here before I hit a home run. And then he said that the coaches have had a plan. And this is where, like, I'm constantly just amazed at how the transformation in some of these kids, whether it's the faith or whatever, where he said, but I don't really trust anything a man tells me.
Mm.
I only trust what God leads me to. And I'm like, I don't know how many carries God wants you to get. I hope God uses him a lot out of the backfield. That's what I'm hoping. But I mean, you certainly just see a different, and we mentioned this with Trey in Dallas. Like, he has a whole different vibe about him now, and it's really interesting.
The length, depth, detail of his answers in the media are vastly exceed anything that he has ever provided.
People stopped asking about stock portfolio.
Well, that might help too. But, you know, sometimes you do see that change because we spend so much, probably too much time with them going back to high school. And like
some guys never change. Like Marvin Harrison's still out here on the
Monarch. you would know
that the NFL media back. People that didn't get to see him this weekend, he's right here.
He is here. He's healthy and he's working out, and he's got some talented folks out there with him as well. But I talked about this last year, Bill, with like Denzel Burke, the change. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew that some of that stuff was in them all along, but it's like, it's also sometimes uncomfortable to go talk in front of 60 people once a week and really speak your mind and feel confident in doing so. But once that moment arrives, like, then you see what can make some of these guys special. And I feel like there is a clear another level of maturity that's been unlocked for Travion, which is not to say that he was immature before, because he definitely wasn't. He was one of the most mature freshmen that you could arrive in a situation that he was in. But this is the next. And that's got to be good for Ohio State.
It feels like there is some sort of correlation between like a guy getting to that point where they're like so comfortable in their own skin, comfortable in everything this is, to like speak their mind and do it in detail, and then like them doing something greater than they had done previously on the field. And it's not to say that Travion has not played well or that Denzel Burke had not played well prior to last year, but there was at least in my mind, there was some kind of connection between Denzel like be like, okay, I'm the man now, and then like his play took it to another level.
Right.
I think you're going to kind of see the same thing from Travion. Not to make too much about what happens in media sessions, because we can do that sometimes, but
it's persistent, though.
I think it's not just something worth like grabbing onto. Yeah.
Berm also decided that he was going to tell Donovan Jackson that his biceps were not as large as they were a year ago.
Wow, did he punch you?
He looked smaller.
He said he is skinnier.
He scoffed at the notion. Yeah. He said that he has the second largest biceps on the team.
Did he say who's first?
Ty Hamilton's first. Yeah. But then he again acknowledged that some of the photos from a year ago, the angles and the lighting made him look bigger, he said.
Mm. I think it's more that the chest filled out. That's what I told Donovan.
He looks stout.
I should always be used to evaluate people's physical skills. I'm the perfect qualifications to do all that. But again, as another person, you give Donovan Jackson another year of physical development, technical development. Again, these are all reasons there's in so much to be excited about for this year with Ohio State.
I spent no time at Donovan's table. I know you did. Did you pick up any of the things you wanted to hear about the offensive line? Did he spill the beans?
He spilled no beans about the right side of the line, which I didn't really expect. The thing that's interesting about Donovan, one of the things that's interesting, is like he gets 15 practices now to work with Josh Simmons, which he didn't have last year. I did ask him about that, and he said, yeah, that's beneficial. Like, obviously, they had all of last summer, all of camp, and all of last season to do that. But now you kind of get to go to work without the pressures of a football season kind of weighing on you, and just kind of get better. And I think for two guys that have fairly high ceilings, that's going to be pretty important for Ohio State moving forward. And he agreed with that. I asked him about so he said that he and Seth McLaughlin have been getting to know each other well, like over a meal, and they go to Thurman Cafe. And I asked him about the structural integrity of the burgers at Thurman Cafe, because they fall apart rather
easily. They do, yeah.
And he said the technique is to grab the burger from behind, and so it doesn't like shoot out the back end.
You have to be willing to get dirty.
Yeah, you got to really get your elbows into it.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's got good pointers for anyone who's out there like struggling on how to eat a burger, me included, apparently. So we talked about that too, which I know people were curious about.
I was.
Yeah. Yeah. He just gets the Thurmanator.
The regular Thurmanator, not the one that's like 16 patties or whatever.
The man versus food version?
Yeah, not that one. Yeah.
If anyone could do it, you take an offensive lineman in there.
Absolutely.
You let him go to work.
Yeah. But not the slimmed down version of Donovan Jackson.
That's true.
We got to see, I mean, while we're talking, like we did get to see the offensive line out here doing a little meeting beforehand. And
they didn't just go 1 through 5 for us to see the right side.
I was waiting for them to do it.
It was annoying. But there are a few guys physically, you're like, oh, that looks different. That looks...
Zen Mahalski
looked... like him and Donovan Jackson had been sharing time on the bench press. Like, he's stout.
Yeah.
I said it to you guys a couple of weeks ago. I think, at least for me, maybe I was not considering Zen Mahalski enough when we always, it was like, is it going to be Tegra or Luke? Like, I don't think Zen Mahalski can be ruled out. Maybe I'll be wrong over the next 15, but
I think he's part of it at least, right? Why would he not be? He was the starter this time last year.
Cool. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what that looks like bright and early on Tuesday morning. Maybe we won't, but we'll see where he's lined up, where Sonny Styles is lined up, and a bunch of other guys as the Buckeyes get rolling with spring practice. Number one, we will break it down with some observations and some more snap judgments that are brought to you by Byers Auto on Tuesday at the Woody. That's Bill and Berm. I'm Austin. We'll see you then.